This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Arch Painting.
And now.
This is amazing. Your show's great.
Great.
I used to flip between you and EEI. Now I don't have to flip anymore. Wow. So thank you very much for that.
I'm glad to hear it.
Cultural change is hard.
This is the biggest test of the Patriot way.
Yeah, I just answered that question.
Actually, you did.
Actually,
this could be Belichick's Waterloo.
Waterloo means.
I mean, I'm done with that.
Antonio and I have been anticipating this possibility.
Disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What's up? What's your man?
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
A wise man relentlessly said that you are going to disrupt your football operations if you bring this kind of basket case in here. I don't remember who said that on Friday.
I'm so naive.
I think he's been in radio 28 years.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
I heard that they went to France to get married, but he got cold feet.
Oh, all right. Dude, you know what? I'll take that. I appreciated that.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Pump the brakes and let due process play out. Mr. Big Chest might be Mr. Back Release.
Look at the little squirt release.
But I'll have everybody know that there is a due process.
Yeah.
Why do I even talk?
Yeah. And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Miami's going to beat them.
What?
Miami's going to beat them?
Yeah.
Ken, seriously, check the vents in there and make sure there's oxygen coming into the room.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning, Craig. Is this Greg Hill?
Craig Hill, yes.
Craig, I'm sorry. Hi.
Where the there they are.
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that.
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
WEEI now.
To another 4 hours of exciting wall-to-wall Antonio Brown talk.
Oh, baby.
That's all we got.
I'm going to get so much Amazon shopping done today. It's going to be incredible.
You're not shopping during the show, are you?
Using a chip implanted in my mind.
By the way, how much do you spend on Amazon in an average calendar year?
On cat food or other things?
No, other things. A lot.
I think Amazon is my, because you know I loathe interactions with actual humans.
Yeah.
Unless it's Market Basket at 6:45 on a Saturday. But I usually source most of my stuff from Amazon.
There are the new listeners and the new producers, Ken and Curtis, don't know this, but Danielle once was able to accumulate a $50,000 shopping credit card debt.
Oh, it was only the course of year. Well, Curtis doesn't have that problem, first of all, because he's got
God,
a debt.
That is hot.
I was filling a void, Nick.
Greg, I've had the vapors, and I know, considering what the president wants to ban, that could be a forbidden topic. But when I heard Danielle say, I go to Market Basket at 6:45 on a Saturday night, I got moist.
That was Saturday morning. She's there at 6:45 on a Saturday morning.
I need a scotch.
Do you still have the 50, any of the things you bought with that $50,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I fit into them now.
Wait, right.
Danielle, you got, like, did you drunk shop?
No, of I course. Depressed shopped. I was trying to fill a void.
Retail therapy is real, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we got there are other things that are happening today in addition to AB, and we will get to them on your show this morning. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617 779 7937, or you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 8:30, another chance for you to join us when we take the show on the road next Thursday and broadcast from Fenway Park. It's a 1 o'clock game, and the Sox will be right in the middle of the heat when it comes to that last wild card spot next Thursday, right, Ken?
Correct. Win yes. streak starts tonight.
So you can join us. You can join us Thursday. If you're listening at 8:30, you and a guest will join us Thursday. We're going to hook you up with two meals. So
awesome.
You get two free meals out of the three that you're probably going to eat in a day from us. You get breakfast at the park, and then we're going to go to lunch, and you'll get to meet, hang out with, get autographs signed by a Red Sox player or two, and that is all coming up next Thursday. So listen at 8:30 this morning to win your way in.
This is The Leap. Am I more
than you bargained for? Pretty good choice when it comes to The Leap this morning, Ken. Get us started.
Thought it was symbolic, and they're playing a show at Fenway next year, they announced, with Green Day and Weezer, Fallout Boy. We got some answers yesterday, Greg.
Yes.
We got some answers, and we got them courtesy of a sleazeball agent named Drew Rosenhaus.
What specifically did you say to your client?
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility.
So anticipating this possibility, and basically Drew Rosenhaus just told you that Bill Belichick knew before they signed Antonio Brown. Belichick knew this was coming. And, we have the clip of Tony Dungy saying he's disappointed in Robert Kraft. I am disappointed in Belichick. Winning has now corrupted everything in his brain. There was a time when, actually, I had a sick appreciation for him because he would cut players and divas that he didn't conform to his football team, guys that he wanted to coach.
Huh.
Now he's put that aside. I don't know what's happened. I guess the sixth Super Bowl and the chance for seven and ultimate glory. Rosenhaus told you right there. He doesn't care. He knew these charges were present, and he signed him anyway.
And you don't like that about Bill Belichick. That's not what you want. You don't want a head coach who is only about winning and winning at all costs.
Didn't you appreciate Belichick for bucking the trend of signing guys like this and just signing unknown players that he would coach up and be better than anybody in the league was able to create? That was one of the greatest things about him.
However many less F's you can possibly give than zero F's given is the mantra and operating system of Belichick. Yeah. Greg, reminder, he cut Tyquan Underwood the night before Super Bowl 46 to sign a D lineman who didn't even play. Did he care? Nope.
No.
Did he need this guy? He just beat the Steelers by 30, and it's overkill and unnecessary.
Yeah. All right, Ken, thank you.
All right, well, yesterday I really found that Sam Kennedy was prescient. He was right. Press conferences are stupid and idiotic after we heard from Bill Belichick.
Can you tell us all what Antonio Brown has said to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
You're done with it in what way, sir?
Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Not a ton of lip smacking in that cut. I'm shocked.
Could you imagine Belichick goes to Brady, why'd you throw that pick to start Super Bowl 53? What were you thinking? And Brady's like, yeah, I just answered that question.
You don't like that.
Oh, it's just so embarrassing. I really do think that Bob Kraft and Jonathan Kraft are keenly aware of the manner in which the team is perceived in this market and the PR, public relations aspect to this. And Belichick standing up there, you could very simply say, this is a serious allegation. Any form of rape is reprehensible and deserves to be investigated by the fullest extent of the law.
Well,
I cannot answer questions regarding this, but I appreciate the interest in this story. Hopefully at some point we will have more to say on the matter. Instead of just being so outwardly obnoxious to the people asking the question.
I'm not going to agree with you that it's embarrassing. In fact, I feel the opposite. And we probably will have to discuss that at some point this morning because you and I could not disagree more when it comes to that.
Well, while watching a similar press conference delivered from the same address yesterday, I got a really scary feeling as I stared into the void that was the almost Madame Tussauds wax-like appearance of Tom Brady when he delivered his press conference. In 10 minutes, he delivered his usual very genteel, kind, nothing burger. But he stood there smiling the whole time, Greg. Mm-hmm. And then I first thought, oh my God, Tom Brady's smiling because he knows he's nearing the end of having to deal with this BS and pony show. It was the first time I thought Tom Brady might be leaving, and I got scared.
Really?
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
No, no. There's only one reason why he's smiling through this. Fine. Is that the reverse of my honk sound, Ken? I mean, he's just, why would he be smiling? The Antonio Brown stuff, Belichick being such a dick, all of this negativity swirling around Foxborough.
And he's smiling. He's got an FU smile on his face.
I'm going to throw for 45 touchdowns this year. We're probably going to end it in duck boats, and I don't have to deal with it anymore. Not my problem, boo.
Well, all right. All right. Nick, thank you. Danielle, what do you got for a lead?
Get excited. Mark Zuckerberg knows the last time you had sex.
What?
Hopefully it wasn't that long ago.
Glad someone does.
And it's not because of Amazon Echo or Siri or anything like that. A UK-based privacy organization found that many apps that women use to track their monthly friend when they're trying to get pregnant and whatnot are sending all of the data to Facebook, including their mood, their likes, any notes that they take. And if you start paying attention to your ad feed on Facebook, you'll notice, huh, that's lining up strangely with all the stuff I put into my app. And it's also recording things like all the times you have sex. And Facebook is using that to target you.
So you didn't think that Facebook already knew everything about you, every single thing about you?
I did.
You didn't know that it knew when you were on the sex chair.
Exactly.
That's your issue.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. My lead this morning is this. Thankfully, there is at least one person who has some common sense in Weymouth. We talked yesterday about the superintendent of schools banning the booster club for the soccer team and their sale of whiteout shirts because they were racially insensitive. Yesterday, the mayor of Weymouth, Bob Hedlund, said that was an overreach.
All right.
Can we have a round of applause person with common sense in Weymouth? The mayor, Bob Hedlund. Now, if the mayor of Weymouth would just allow self-service gas stations, everything would be okay. I don't know if you know that or not, but Weymouth is one of the only communities in the whole country that does not allow self-service gas stations.
How does this pertain to you? When was the last time you pumped your own gas?
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the people of Weymouth. That's what I'm talking about.
New Jersey, the entire state is can't pump your own gas. Yeah. Correct. The most obnoxious thing ever.
Yeah.
It is New Jersey, though. I would
All
trust
right.
Him.
Well, if you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937. I will allow Curtis a little more time to tell you why what Bill Belichick said or didn't say during his press conference yesterday was embarrassing. Coming up next.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Patriots stood behind Antonio Brown yesterday. He took the field for the week's first practice, wore jersey number one. Was that a middle finger, number one? It's still unclear whether he will take the field Sunday in his hometown of Miami. Belichick saying they will take it one day at a time. Here's a little bit of the Brady press conference asked about Brown that Fitzy was referencing.
Getting right to it, Tom. Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say?
Didn't I just answer that?
With a smile. Fitzy's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Smiling quite a bit there. Brown also, by the way, not wearing his Zenith Shadow helmet. How about that? He had announced that was going to be the new helmet. After two lost grievances, he got a different helmet now. Uh-huh. Could that have been, I don't know, a ploy? A distraction?
New team, new lid. Who dis?
Drew Rosenau, speaking to ESPN, said Brown knew the civil lawsuit filed Tuesday was possible. Perfect attendance, though, at practice. Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon, Matt Lacoste limited. The team did add a lineman, Marshall Newhouse, and Obi Melifonwu sent to the practice squad. Two hits last night for the Red Sox. Two. As they lost their fifth in a row, 8-0.
Same number of fans that were at the game in Toronto. I don't know if you watched it all last night, but there's nobody. You like the 200s and the 300s are absolutely empty. There's
crickets. Getting ready for lease training camp.
There's tumbleweeds blowing through the entire stadium, and it's not a good thing for baseball.
I mean, would you go see that game in defense of Anybody who had a ticket? I mean, it was awful. Final game in Toronto tonight. Julius Chassin is on the mound for Boston. 7:07, the first pitch on the Shaws in Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Sean McAdam of the Boston Sports Journal says the Sox GM search will, quote, aim high, end quote, per a source. He threw out Theo Epstein's name as top of the list, so we'll see if they can pry him away from Chicago. And Bruce Cassidy had the press conference to speak about his new multi-year deal, believed to add 3 more years at $3 million per season. Bruins training camp begins tomorrow in full swing. They're over there today, but really the first full session tomorrow.
Who is the mystery podcast guest?
It's up there now. Jack Edwards, the great Jack Edwards on the podcast. Well, a significant member of the organization.
That's the guy that axed Dale from the play-by-play gig. You put him on that podcast? That is not being a friend.
I thought you were talking. I thought it was
a big name.
I thought it was a big get.
That is.
All right.
I listened. I thought it was excellent.
You know, I just posted an hour ago, but thank you for lying. It's the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
Bill Belichick met with the media yesterday and said about exactly what I expected he would say. And Curtis says that that was embarrassing.
Of course it was. Did you know about this before you signed him? A pretty simple question that everybody wants to know the answer to. Your fan base, the people paying thousands of dollars for season tickets, $70 to park, $12 for a beer, want to know whether or not you had the information that Drew Rosenhaus said he was aware of before you signed Antonio Brown.
I think you're way off on this. I don't think the fans care. I don't think they care one bit. I think they want to know. No,
really?
I don't. No, I don't. Why do you?
I just think that people would want to know if they
why?
Did. Just
why?
Just because.
Why would
general curiosity.
Why do Patriots fans care?
Because you know if they have to take a shower after the game or not.
Why do they care, Danielle? Why?
Because they want to know whether they knew. Just
why?
Because. General curiosity.
Oh, I don't think they care one bit. I think that your expectation, Curtis, is that Bill Belichick is going to stand up there and tell you every little piece of information that he knows about his football team. And I think he does not think that is the way to win. And that's why he doesn't want to tell you day in and day out every little thing that is going on there. And you get butthurt about it because you're, I'm going to use this term as a favor to you. You're a member of the media. So therefore,
insult.
You are upset. I mean, listen, the guy, his statement, even Ken would admit, I think, that his statement up front was pretty much basically what he knows and his honest assumption is with regard to the. To who said what?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually nicer than I expected him to be. I mean, he everybody knows he knew. So what did you expect Bill to say? Yes, I knew, and we looked the other way. He's not going to say that.
No.
You don't think that Patriots fans want to know if this organization knowingly signed someone who's about to be alleged with these charges about rape? Don't you think people want to know that?
Doesn't that kind of fly in the face of the whole Patriot Way thing and the upstanding, citizen model?
Wasn't it your first question when the story broke? Did they know about this?
Do you believe that if the Patriots knew about this, that Bill Belichick is going to stand up there yesterday and tell you that they did?
No, I think you would be dishonest about it. But I do think this has resulted in the media now that I am, I guess, a part of, the people covering the team saying that the Patriots were surprised by it. The most organized, detail-oriented organization in professional sports. Now we're saying they didn't do their due diligence on this? I mean, it flies in the face of reason.
Well, I think it's a possibility Belichick knew but didn't tell Kraft, because Rappaport was the guy who said they were surprised by it. It's possible that Kraft told him we were surprised and basically said Belichick never told us. Don't you admit that's a possibility?
Bill Belichick does football things. That's all. He even said his opening line of the season was, "I like football. I like football things."
Yes, period. I like football things. He likes fall things.
Fall things.
He likes pumpkin spice latte and apple picking with bay and what do they call it when you're what season is this, Danielle?
Cuffing season.
It's cuffing. He likes cuffing. With Linda, he likes leaf blowing. He likes leaf blowing.
He loves the foliage.
He likes fall things. He likes football things.
Squash.
I'm a football coach.
Here he is towards the end of that press conference being berated by the media who expects that he's going to give them some kind of inside information.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
we'll say more.
Could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
When we know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown at practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time. Just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's
list? We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh into whether or not you play him on Sunday?
Yeah, I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if he'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season when you?
Yeah, we're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is, we're on Miami.
You've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident that this is not going to throw you off track at all?
We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report. Went through the game plan today. We're going to practice for Miami.
Tell us all what Antonio Brown has said to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
You're done with it in what way, sir?
Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Well, actually, you didn't.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone.
It doesn't matter if you call him sir. By the way, you can call him sir. He's still not going to answer. Here's a text. This texter says, Curtis, I want a coach who wins Super Bowls, not one who dances for the media, okay?
There's a difference between dancing for the media and taking a dump on their heads. I mean, you can be somewhat of a human being at times, and we've seen him do it. I'm not comparing the two situations at all. But following the Aaron Hernandez situation, he held a very honest, upfront, somewhat emotional press conference that was the real Bill. It was excellent. You could see how this affected him. In this situation, he just went right back to the old, robot.
Here's a 617 text that says, Curtis, you don't like Bill Belichick because he doesn't conform to the demands of an arrogant, biased media, which is why the fans love him. You think the fans are sitting there and they're angry at Bill Belichick yesterday and they're crying because they want an answer. And fans like Chris don't care one bit. Hello, Chris.
Hi, yeah. No, I was just listening and I thought the exact same thing. Take every single one of Bill Belichick's press conferences, Brady's press conferences, everything. With all the nonsense we've gone through with Hernandez, Butler, signing Moss, signing Dillon, every single one of them have always been the same. Why would anybody expect yesterday's to be any different?
The guy wins. That's what we want.
Everything else doesn't matter. None of this matters. If it turns out that Antonio Brown is guilty of these charges, we just want winning. We don't care at all.
Well, no, I'm talking specifically about Bill Belichick and his press conferences.
Well Bill Belichick, the man, brought in this player and is refusing to answer for it, forcing Brady and others to answer the questions that he didn't answer himself.
This is Nick from Blackstone. What's up, Nick?
Nothing much, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. I got to say, usually I'm pretty in line with the stuff that Kurt says, but as a fan for as long as I've been, I don't care about this non-football stuff. It doesn't matter to me. And it's, the thing that infuriates me even more is that these reporters just continue hammering him, asking the questions when they know they're not going to get an answer. Well, so why don't you ask some football questions? That's what you're there to do. They lack so much knowledge as it is, and they just make themselves look stupid.
Well, they even tried addressing him as sir yesterday.
That doesn't work.
And that didn't work either.
Nope.
So
it's crazy.
I'm telling you this, to sit here and be butthurt because the guy doesn't has zero interest in talking about Antonio Brown and his off-field issues is to lack an understanding of what has made this team the most successful franchise in the NFL. He doesn't talk about this stuff. He talks about football, and he wants the entire organization doing the same thing. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Danielle.
Morning.
You know, Curtis, you know, it's funny, You're sitting there saying that, I know you're not comparing the severity of the two incidents, but Aaron Hernandez was somebody that Belichick signed and knew and had, a history with. So, of course, it was going to affect him emotionally. Antonio Brown, whatever your opinion is, he's not a team for, 3 days, 4 days. So, of course, Belichick isn't going to be emotional about it. He's detached. He doesn't know the guy. But the reason why I called was, as far as, do you think the fans care? Honestly, I was laughing the entire 4 minutes of that
same
conference yesterday.
Same. I loved it. Mike, I loved it.
But let me tell you, real quick, when that one reporter was like, oh, don't you think the fans deserve to know? What kind of stupid shame tactic is that? That all I could picture in my head was Helen Lovejoy from The Simpsons. Oh, won't somebody please?
Yeah, I could not agree more. I could not agree more. 617-779-7937 is the number. Is the behavior of the head coach of the New England Patriots embarrassing? That's what Curtis says. We will continue to get your opinion on that this morning. Coming up at 7:30, I'm going to give away tickets to go see The Who at Fenway on Friday night.
Nice.
The surviving, do they call it the surviving members of The Who?
Yes, the two members that are not dead.
Yeah.
Flirting with a jinx here.
There's a severe potential jinx situation by giving away Who tickets this morning. But I'm going to give those away at 7:30, and I'm going to give away Red Sox tickets at 8:30 and the opportunity to join us when we broadcast next Thursday morning from Fenway Park. It's a 1 o'clock game, and I will give you breakfast and I will take you to lunch afterwards. And then we will watch 2 to 3 exciting innings of baseball over there at America's most beloved ballpark. So that is coming up at 8:30 on today's Greg Hill Show.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Probably the greatest Who song right there. You could argue about it, but Baba O'Reilly is probably the greatest Who song that there is. And at 7:30 this morning, I have tickets to give away to go see The Who at Fenway. Big concert weekend at Fenway. Fenway will actually be exciting this weekend. You got The Who on Friday night, and you got Billy Joel on Saturday night. I'm going to go to Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel.
That is such a great show. I'm a huge fan of that show.
It's hit after hit after hit.
After hit.
The guy has an incredible catalog. Hit after hit after hit. So, Curtis is very upset because Bill Belichick gave a press conference yesterday and refused to say anything meaningful about Antonio Brown. And Curtis called that at the start of the show embarrassing. I don't think it's embarrassing at all. And Curtis maintains that you, the fan base of this beloved New England Patriot team, are bothered and upset about Bill Belichick.
You should be bothered and upset by that behavior. You should be.
You're offended by his behavior. You're butthurt. So I'm curious this morning if you really are. This is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Fred. How's it going?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up, Diane, you smoking Hattie?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Good. I love the new show.
Oh,
listen. Yeah, no problem. You know what? You know what a good distraction like this needs is a few long balls to AB. You know?
Yeah.
The first couple you say, you know, it was a nice pass, nice catch with this guy, a little hairy. But by the sixth to seventh, you know, I'm all in.
You don't care.
Boy, Eric, yeah.
You don't care. Nope. As long as they're winning, you don't care, Eric.
And Bill, we trust.
Yeah. And oh, see? There you go.
Nuanced approach.
2007, Greg, first week, we don't see Randy Moss the entire preseason. Oh, he's a bad man. How could the Patriots have this evildoer on their team? Against the Jets, 7 catches, 161, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, we felt okay.
Yeah.
Cheers. Crushing beers, watching the pass.
That's it right there. It's that guy. Hello, Pauly.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Pauly?
First of all, I've never seen a picture of Curtis, but I imagine that he has a man bun and a man purse, and freaking gets offended at everything.
What's wrong with those things?
Just imagine if a cold breeze could wear pants.
Yeah. Anyway, we hired Bill Belichick to coach football, not to freaking give legal advice.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He coaches football.
Yeah.
Personally, I do not like Antonio Brown. I think he is a head case. He makes me look sane. Like, that's another story. Pillman, I turn on AAF, and you're not there, so I have to go searching for you, and I find you doing sports. Right on. Well, I love it.
I'm glad you found it. Where are you from, Pauly?
No, I was born in Maine, but I raised outside of Boston in Lawrence.
Okay. And you live there now, or?
Actually, I live in my van. I travel the country smoking cannabis.
Oh.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
excellent. Excellent.
I need a binky.
Excellent. Now, that's a guy. Basically, he enjoyed the press conference because he was stoned. Yeah, that's why he enjoyed the press conference.
He's lecturing
yesterday.
Me about how I live my life. There we go.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Joe, do you live in your car?
No, but you know what? I'm over here by the water. I'm unemployed right now.
Yeah.
And I have all the time to listen to the greatest show on earth right now.
Oh, but
Curtis, you know, you're a character. You and Ken. Ken goes on the AS and says that Miami's going to beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to speak for the fans that we should or were upset about that press conference. You know, I'm not a Belichick fan. I'm going to be honest. I'm a big Patriots fan, but I'm not a big Belichick fan. But that press conference essay was the best he's ever done.
You thought it was the best? You know what? I might agree with you, Joe. I might agree with you. The guy wants to talk about football. He wants his players to talk about football. He wants to lead.
So why is he bringing in players that require them to talk about things they do off the field? I'm serious. Why are you bringing in this massive circus to your team if you want only to be focused on football?
Because he thinks the guy can help them win.
And I thought he hated distractions. And why is he bringing in a guy with a massive distraction?
He doesn't want to make it be it. You want it to be a distraction.
It is by its nature. He's being accused of serious crimes.
Here's a 781 text that says, Curtis, without Belichick and the Patriots, you wouldn't have a job. That's what that person says.
What?
That's what that person says.
He is a honk.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown has said to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami? Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Yeah, he answered that question. This is Robert from Plaistow, New Hampshire. I think, Robert, you there?
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Robert, is Larry's Clam Bar still open?
Oh, God, no. It hasn't been open for years.
Oh.
Nope. Just a rotting building. That's it, sadly.
That's a tragedy. Best fried clams on the planet used to be from Captain Larry's in Plaistow, New Hampshire. All right, go ahead, Robert.
You're right.
Yeah, what's
you're
up?
You're right. Well, I think Curtis is so off the mark. I feel bad for Danielle. Somebody's as beautiful as her to have to put up with such a dope. But hey, anyway. So Curtis, really, I don't care. It doesn't bother me that Belichick didn't answer it. We want him to talk football. We want to know about football. This guy, you know, being accused, there's so many holes in this woman's story, whether it's true or not, it isn't going to be played out in court for at least 2 to 3 years. By that time, Antonio Brown may be gone. Play football, get over with it, just get over it, and let's move on, you know?
I just can't believe we've become this city where we used to mock. I remember when the Ravens brought back Ray Rice and he came to practice during training camp following the punching of his fiance at the time. And we mocked the Ravens for standing by this team. Does anything supersede your fandom for this organization? We would mock other organizations in other cities that would just honk it up for players who had off-the-field issues, and we've become that type of town.
Here's a texter who agrees with you, Curtis, who says, this is why this fan base is hated. You have a rapist on your team, and none of you care about it because you just want to win football games. So that texter would agree with you. And by the way, that texter is obviously in favor of convicting somebody based on an allegation immediately upon hearing of the allegation.
Right. That's all you got to do now is just name it. We can just run around town now. We can just scarlet letter everybody. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ken, you're a murderer. Hey, Stiz, you're a robber. Hey, Curtis, you suck.
Stiz Grimey has most likely robbed some kind of a convenience store at some point, so leave him out of the discussion. This is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Gregory.
What's happening, sir?
Yes, I thought of the perfect name for the current tour that The Who is on.
Yes.
It should be called The Who's Left Tour.
that's actually pretty good. We have Who tickets to give away coming up at 7:30 on today's show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Chris Curtis wants the New England Patriots housewives, the real housewives of the New England Patriots. Who cares? I want them to win football games. I don't care about his press conferences. First off, there's no such thing as distractions because all Belichick talks about is football. The world could be blowing up. He's going to talk about football. He can care less.
Okay, so this same fan base, we're taking calls for weeks on how the Chiefs should release Tyreek Hill, how he should be kicked out of the league. Were we just caring about football then? Or when it's on another team, we want them to have the morality to remove their best player so the Patriots can win?
Curtis, he actually did that. We don't know that. And when you go back to the Aaron Hernandez thing, that guy did a press conference where he told the Kraft family and Belichick how grateful he was that he saved their lives. And then we found out he actually did kill
people.
We
don't only just care about football. We only care about football when the off-the-field news is bad for the Patriots. That's when we only care about football.
This is Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, okay. So, Curtis, you're missing a pretty important subtlety here. We are fans, just like fans everywhere else. You are absolutely right. NFL fans care very much to hear Belichick answer that question because they love the controversy. They want to talk about it. They want to create a mess. Just like we fans in New England wanted to hear about it for other teams. But you said season ticket holders who go to games want Bill Belichick to answer questions that will cause more distraction, more fury, make it more likely the team has trouble. Your local fan base doesn't want to hear that stuff. They want the local fan base that goes to the games, they want their team to win. And sure, every fan everywhere wants bad things to happen to other teams. That's just how it works. We're no different than the fans in Kansas City. I'm sure they're up in arms about us, but they were very quiet about Tyreek. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, the old saying, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely applies here because it has become all about winning on the New England Patriots. And I think that is what you're saying, or maybe that's essentially what Ken's lead was that Bill Belichick, Ken is postulating, big word.
Yes.
Postulating.
Good for you.
That Bill Belichick, early in his Patriots head coaching career, would not have taken a player like Antonio Brown.
Well, I don't know about early, but in the early part of this decade, he made a shift in philosophy, where Tom Curran talks about this a lot, where he decided, I'm coaching guys that I like and want to coach. And he brought, how many unknown players has he brought in? Kyle Van Noy and
you could say that about Ninkovich. You could say it about Welker, that Welker, you know, had a reasonable career in Miami before coming here.
And, got Olszewski and Jacoby Myers, and yes. Those are the guys, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm proud of. Like, look what we do that nobody else can do. You don't need Antonio Brown, and you certainly don't need him if you knew ahead of time that he had these charges pending.
This is Jonathan from Chelsea. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, morning, crew.
What's up, my Jonathan? Man? What's going on?
Oh, man, just Curtis just can't help himself, can he,
no,
man? The other day was comparing the situation to Aaron Hernandez, and now he's bringing up Ray Rice. who we had clearly on tape punching his girlfriend in the face, man. Like, this is the thing that I'm getting at, and I was having this conversation with my girlfriend yesterday. It's like this guilty before innocent thing is insane to me. Whatever happened to innocent before guilty? Can we wait to see what comes out, or is it immediately let's you know, string the guy up or some weird stuff? Like, come on, man. Like,
Jonathan, somebody just sent me a text and said, unless it's his daughter or his sister, Greg doesn't care about rape, which is actually that's actually an outrageous thing. It's an outrageous thing to say to me. I do. If Antonio Brown is found to be responsible in a civil court, by the way, not a criminal court,
right?
Because there were zero attempts by this woman to get any kind of criminal investigation or activity of this thing,
which is
odd to me. But if he's found to be responsible in a civil court, then I would say what I hope you would expect any man or any person to say, which is that it is outrageous and that he ought to not be playing in the NFL. But until that point, to condemn a guy based on a simple allegation, which has some gaping holes in it, is not fair, in my opinion. Hello, Edwin.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Edwin?
I completely agree with you, Greg. This is accusations we're talking about. He is not guilty. Once he becomes guilty, I would understand for the Patriots to say, I'm releasing you, or even better, get him out of the league entirely. But for the reporter yesterday to say that, that the fans deserve an explanation, or that is completely out of hand. I don't need to know if the Patriots knew once they signed him. I am a fan that pays to go to these games to see the best product, the best personnel, the best team. I don't care. I don't pay for press conferences. So I don't understand it.
Edwin, I think that Curtis and others, I think it's media driven. Okay, Curtis and others are butthurt because Bill doesn't give them something to write about and something to talk about.
Okay, if Belichick hadn't signed Antonio Brown and he signed with a rival, the Chiefs, the Texans, whatever, this entire market would be saying, good move by the Patriots not signing Antonio Brown. Look at the circus he brought to that organization. This is why Belichick knows what he's doing. He signs him, and all the fans here are saying, yeah, this is great. We only care about football. He's going to help the team. There's nothing he can do.
He's the guy who knows. It's not us. I'm not the head coach, general manager of that team. He is.
Media members that are applauding Belichick's behavior yesterday should lose their job immediately. We're now applauding people who provide no information to the people.
Curtis, as far as I'm concerned, the guy could hire a monkey as their punter, and I would say, all right, seems like it's a pretty good decision to me.
Try it out.
That's what I would say. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, morning crew?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, so just two quick points. First off, Curtis, like, you got to realize, Belichick and Brady have been doing this for 20 years. You don't think they've gone through scandal after scandal of getting questioned about different things going on? They're not going to give you anything, and I don't blame them. Why would you want Belichick to go out there and falsely give information about a situation that he may or may not know the full details of?
Brian, did he know or did he not know? That's a simple question.
He may have not known. Right. I don't think he did.
So then he can say that.
But you can't sit here and want him and Brady to give you all this details and extravagant stuff about Antonio Brown when it's not really their place to say. Let the court and the case play itself out, and then make your judgment calls on it. Don't just sit here and accuse Antonio Brown of all this stuff when nothing's even been, proven or not.
I don't know how you can have a player on your roster who has been accused of these types of things if there is even a 5 to 10% chance that those actually occurred. I think that is a massive risk for Bob Kraft and the Patriots organization.
617-779-7937 is the number. And we will continue to determine this morning whether or not the way in which Bill Belichick conducted himself yesterday was embarrassing and hurt the feelings of fans everywhere.
You know what else is insensitive? A couple tweets yesterday.
Tweets about this?
About 9/11.
Really?
Yep.
Why don't we talk about that when we have some time?
Okay.
Because we're up against the clock. But you're upset by them?
Oh, yeah. My panties are in a full-on bunch.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. If you want to text this morning, you can text on the text line, which is 37937, and we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.